WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. One measurement of A&M football making it to the big time is scalping fake tickets. And it's turned out to be an expensive lesson for a Florida man. A fan told College Station police Saturday before kickoff he paid $1,700 for what turned out to be four bogus tickets. After finding out what happened, the victim told police his friend had set up a sting to buy two more. That took the victim and police to an intersection south of Kyle Field, the corner of George Bush and Coke. An officer spotted the suspect at the corner trying to sell fake tickets to another couple. After the officer activated the lights on his patrol car, the suspect ran off, tearing his tickets and throwing them onto the ground. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami ran into an area of tailgaters and got stuck in some temporary fencing. Officers picked up barcodes from seven more fake tickets. Williams remains jailed, unable to post bonds totaling $124,000. The College Station City Council has approved a budget that has the lowest property tax rate in 20 years.
When Councilman John Nichols learned it's the fourth straight year the city portion of a property owner's tax bills remained the same, he recalled budgets before the last recession when tax rates did not go down.
It meant that property owners were paying a little bit more money every year because property values are going up and our tax rate stayed the same, so they were covering the cost, the increasing cost of doing business during that time.
Nichols wants to talk about leaving the tax rate alone in 2015.
And reinvesting that money either in reduced borrowing, which is the most conservative thing you could do, or investing in some of those things that Mrs. Brick suggests that maybe we're not paying as much attention to.
The council voted 5-1 approving the tax rate, the budget, and utility charges. Jess Fields, who's not seeking re-election, voted no on all three items. Julie Schultz was absent. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Perry has announced the A&M Vet School will be sharing in a $3 million grant. Funding through the state's Emerging Technology Fund will create something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. It will be a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston. At both locations, existing labs have started research to address diseases that result in cell and organ failure affecting both humans and animals. It's been 100 years since World War I began, but at a new A&M exhibit, you can still see the relics, art, and writings of men who fought and died. Cushing Memorial Library Director Larry Mitchell says his favorite portion focuses specifically on involved Aggies.
That is a case we're calling Remembrance, and that indicates those who were killed in the war with some samples, British, American, and German, including the Gold Book, which records the names and the bios of the Aggies who were killed in that war. So that's probably the heart of the heart of the exhibit.
The library also owns a flag which is too delicate to display, but which contains a maroon star for every Aggie in the war, as well as 55 gold stars for those who died. The exhibit opens Wednesday at Cushing with a free conference Wednesday and Thursday. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell 5 cents last week. Energy expert Tom Closa says demand is down and says we could see $3 a gallon gas come this winter.
Particularly if we don't get hurricanes, and I don't believe we've had a named storm that's become a hurricane by now, and I believe this weekend is the actual point where the hurricane season traditionally drops off.
He adds, right now, refineries are struggling to break even making gasoline. This is the time of year where they profit mostly on diesel and jet fuel. The University of Texas in Austin has had quite a few accomplishments in the past year, with new world rankings and record-breaking fundraising. But UT President Bill Powers says without more money, they're going to lose faculty and staff to competing research universities.
Let me put it bluntly. We need raises. Even if we have to stop doing some other important things to get them.
Powers says UT's future as a world-class university depends on their ability to attract and retain faculty, and that needs to be their highest long-term priority. And a last-ditch effort has been organized to save the iconic but now shuttered and dilapidated Houston Astrodome. Local and national preservation groups and a new political action committee are banding together, but they're doing so less than 8 weeks before voters decide whether to approve authorizing up to $217 million in bonds to pay for a plan to turn the stadium into a giant convention center. Houston area leaders say the so-called eighth wonder of the world will more than likely be torn down if the measure fails. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerdeman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerdeman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
After a long week of Aggie and Alabama preparation, I was ready to do anything as soon as the Dallas Cowboy game was over, but watch more football. I just wanted a break. So check out Suddenlink On Demand on Suddenlink Channel 1. What I did, 10,000 titles available, many for free, TV, and more of your favorites. Suddenlink has them all. You can get many new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox and live pay-per-view events in HD. Check it out. You can see World War Z in a video on demand. That's coming out on the 17th. The 24th, Iron Man 3 is coming out. And we've still got UFC 165 Jones versus Gustafson. That happens on the 21st. And you can get them all with Suddenlink. And right now you can truly bundle. Satellites can't do this. So switch now to Suddenlink to bundle and save. Switch to the bundle, which is the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $90 a month. It's Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866. And signing up now online is even easier than it's ever been because they revamped the website. It's awesome. Check it out. Suddenlink.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
7:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Air Conditioning, offering you a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. They can help you do that. Give them a call at 690-2278. They give you a loaner while you get your AC fixed, huh?
Sunshine for today. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today near 95 degrees. It'll become clear tonight. Lows near 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Moisture coming up out of Mexico could help produce an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny again near 95 Wednesday. And again, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie football, of course. We'll also get you caught up on everything you missed with high school action. There is Major League Baseball and professional football in the works, and we have a new top 25 in college. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you at about 7:52.
Or it could be 751, could be 749.
I said about.
I know you did. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. Okay, so anyway, we were talking off the air, and so I decided to bring the call on the air because that way other people could help us. But you had a question about two calls in the Texas A&M-Alabama game. One was where a receiver was knocked out of bounds, pushed out of bounds by a defender, came back in and caught the ball.
Correct.
And you and the caller, you were asking why that was not pass interference, and I said the reason was that he caught the ball. Now, had he been knocked out of bounds by that guy and been unable to catch the ball, then I believe that might have ended up being pass interference, but I'm not sure about that, so maybe there's somebody out there who knows the rules better than I who could tell me.
I believe that is correct.
Right, but tell me what your other question was.
Well, the other question was when one of their offensive players knocked the helmet off of our defensive player,
right.
And that was clearly hands in the face.
Yes, yes.
Then we're penalized for continuing the play without a helmet?
Yeah, I know. It's very odd.
It's an NCAA regulation that was started, I believe, 2 years ago.
Right, but the caller is saying
it's kind of an unfair call.
Didn't we have a violation that caused that situation to take place?
Yes, but if that's not called, which happens, right. And by the way, they did it all game. They had hands to the face, Alabama. Now, that's not to say A&M didn't have their share of them, but Alabama, that was part of their game plan almost.
Anyway, so I hope that helps a little bit, okay?
I guess. It just seems like at the very worst on the last call, it should have been offsetting penalties.
Yeah, I understand. Exactly. Thanks. And I have to call out the guy who sits next to me when I do my job, and his name is Rick Hall, and he's an official. And so whenever I have a question, I can just turn to him, and he can make me sound smart. And Rick doesn't do the show with me, so I can't know exactly about that. But the other thing that was very interesting is I definitely think the targeting was a legit call, and the ejection was a legit call. I don't know how you go back and decide to reinstate the player. Other than Nick Saban going up and going, you know who I am, don't you?
At some point, that was bantied about in the press box
sure
quite a bit.
Oh, sure it was, yeah. But anyway.
You know I'm Nick Saban, right?
Yeah. You know you're not going to eject one of my best players, right? You know you're not going to do that. So. Yeah. We'll see.
And you can't eject a guy named Ha Ha.
Oh, of course not. That's not his real name. That's kind of his team
yes,
name.
Yes, but still.
They call him
Ha Ha.
Ha Ha.
Do they say it like, Ha Ha?
Well, I don't know how they say it. That's not how Chase said it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hello?
You know, like Nelson?
Well, first of all, the targeting was a horrible call. That was not targeting.
It wasn't even close to targeting. Clip Howard.
The way the rule states is it goes up to the booth for review.
Yeah.
And in this case, the review officials made the correct call. You can't undo the 15-yard penalty, which
right.
I don't even think it was a 15-yard penalty. But you can't undo that. But you can prevent the guy from being thrown out of the game.
So what happens is their helmets did, in fact, contact, but
it it wasn't close to targeting. He was after the ball. He, in fact, touched the ball and made a good defensive play. It should not even have been a 15-yard penalty. Now, A&M had a guy thrown out on a horrible call,
right.
You know,
the week before.
Right.
2 weeks before
yeah.
Against Rice. I mean, it wasn't even close that DeShazer Everett got thrown out. Yeah. And then they went up to the review. By the way, I think that probably was a legitimate 15-yard penalty because he did hit the defenseless player, which is how the rule is written.
It is.
But he did not hit him anywhere close to the head. He hit him in the shoulder, in the chest, and it did cause his head to snap back because of the force of the hit. But it wasn't even close. That was a horrible call. And, you know, not having Nick Saban on the sideline may have something to do with that. But that was a bad call. But the call Saturday, that was a bad call, and they did do the right thing by letting the guy stay in the game.
Yeah. Okay. Just everybody remember Quentin Coriot. You know, you used to be able to do that.
You can't do that anymore.
All right, thanks a lot. There you go. It's Cliff Howard. And if you don't know, just Google the hit, TCU and A&M, okay? You may not
One
know.
One of the most brutal, painful things as a football player I've ever seen.
It's a collision sport. All right. So now we know why Robin Williams is returning to television since Mork and Mindy.
He needs the Mooney.
He's broke. And, you know, to his credit, I mean, he did an interview with Parade Magazine. He said, the idea of having a steady job is appealing. I have two other choices, go on the road doing stand-up or do small independent movies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say or live under a bridge.
Oh, yeah, no, working almost for scale. So the movies are good, but lots of times they don't even have distribution. There are bills to pay. My life has downsized in a good way. I'm selling my ranch up in Napa. I just can't afford it anymore. Of course, two divorces haven't helped.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
poor Robin
there you go.
Williams.
Anyway, The Crazy Ones is what the name of the show is. Oh, I don't know. I'm not. I don't feel sorry for Robin Williams. I think
he's just had a very sad life. I think a lot of times as comedians, they become comedians because they're just trying to balance out tragedy in their own life. I love him.
All right.
Ever since he is the Pan, he will always be the Pan.
Okay.
I believe in you, Robin Williams.
Okay. Well, we'll get that. We'll tweet out. You got to tweet out to him, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Because I'm so high profile.
These people make a lot of money doing television. They just make a ton of money. There's no doubt about that.
Maybe we should get into TV.
I don't think so. So anyway, now
that would involve shaving every day.
Yeah, that's right. So, you did not come home and watch the Miss America pageant. Is that either of y'all watched the Miss America pageant?
I know
pageant?
Who won.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I saw that.
If I was going to watch anything, it would be Duck Dynasty.
They could have Miss America on Duck Dynasty. That could be kind
of
a mixed bag.
Then I would watch it.
None of the Miss America contestants last night were allowed to use hair or makeup artists backstage.
Wow.
Just say it.
Wow. Wait, so did they put their own makeup on?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. That's what they had to do.
No, I'm pretty sure they can do it.
The Huffington Post tells us, because there's no other way we'd know, the preliminary rounds of the competition, the contestants can get help with a touch-up spray-on tan. But when it comes to the final round, they're all on their own. Hello?
Yeah, I love Kat, but it turns my stomach when people have sympathy for people who make bad decisions, who flaunt their ill politics, and then they have to live with their decisions.
There you go.
That's the bottom line.
I'm talking about, like, his childhood. I'm not talking about his adult life.
Well,
people are responsible for their adult life. All Wasn't it Lincoln who said, you're responsible for your face after 30, but not before 30?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, wasn't much he could do about his. That's for sure.
Oh,
so
anyway, Scott!
Miss America was required to do all her own hair and makeup every day. So she has to be able to nail that look in competition and then, of course, be out on the road and look good as well.
So I think a fake tan or spray-on tan, stuff like that, I mean, that's not... You're not actually being judged on your actual beauty. You're being judged on how effective are your things you're spraying on, you know?
Yeah, what's your skill?
may have been other enhancements in scholarship pageants.
Oh.
It's not a beauty contest, after all. It's a scholarship pageant.
I see.
With that in mind, the woman competing in the Miss World pageant as Miss Uzbekistan may be a fraud.
What do you mean, like she's a man or something?
We've gone for months without beauty pageant news, and now we have not one, not two, but three stories all glommed together. It's a great
day. I guess you can hardly control your excitement.
It's great. Hello?
I've got some really awesome skills myself.
Yeah, do you? Uh-huh. Okay. I don't want to hear. The lady, anyway, who is competing in the Miss World pageant as Miss Uzbekistan may be a fraud. In an introductory video on the Miss World website, 18-year-old Rakimka Ganeva says that she's from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and attends the University of International Diplomacy and Economy. I wonder what their mascot is. You know? Beat the hell out of the University of International Diplomacy.
Piece of paper or something.
Anyway.
Paper and a pen.
But Uzbekistan officials have never heard of her, and they say they don't even have a Miss Uzbekistan contest.
Oh my gosh, they just stepped up.
So what, she photoshopped herself onto the Miss Uzbekistan website? Is that
That's awesome.
Also, the university has no idea who she is. She's apparently sticking to her story in spite of mounting evidence against her.
Hmm.
Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Jaime, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Okay. I two things I noticed on the Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
One lady from Iowa.
Yeah.
Only had one arm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then another lady from Kansas was all tattooed.
Yeah, I knew about the tat lady. I didn't know about the other lady. But that's things are changing.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, really.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Recent polls have shown a few Americans can't locate the U.S.
I knew you were
going to
do this.
Well, of course.
I knew you were going to do this.
I thought he was going to a commercial for a second.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
U.S. Americans!
Because people out there in our nation don't have maps. No. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
What do you think? Should I try to lose like 20 pounds and get on the circuit and represent WTAW?
Miss WTAW.
Say something else stupid on national television?
We have a full field out there. There's no reason to try to elbow your way into that.
Talking about bacon. Yeah, everyone will love me.
Yeah, exactly. It works so well. All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof Systems, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 95 today, 75 tonight. Going to continue with those numbers probably all week long. There is a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, and then continuing on Wednesday and through the end of the week. And actually, they're saying, at least right now, that on Friday there's a 40% chance of rain. We'll wait and see. Right now the winds are out of the northeast at 6, 91% relative humidity. We're at 75.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, the band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the...
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Associated Press, doing its part to help the Obamacare rollout, ran an article detailing what people ought to expect when they sign up. AP says it might feel like a combination of doing your taxes and making a big purchase that requires research. Now picture the low information crowd having to do that. Like the Port St. Lucie woman who called 9/11 when her McDonald's ran out of chicken McNuggets. This is not going to end well, folks. Now, that aside, AP reports that there are four steps to a successful Obamacare sign-up. You have to identify yourself and members of your family. You have to give the government current information on your income, employment, and any existing health insurance options. You have to learn how much financial assistance that you're entitled to. And then you have to shop for an Obamacare plan and enroll. Simple. Oh, you'll also be asked if you are an American citizen. If not, you have to show your immigration documents, show your papers. That's curious, because Obama and Eric Holder, the Democrat Party, raised a massive stink with Arizona. I mean, took them to court for asking the very same question. It's also curious that people are being asked to show ID for Obamacare, but nobody's calling the Obama regime racist, as opposed to when states require people to verify their ID in order to vote. Curious, yes, but not surprising. After all, we are dealing with liberals yet again.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this Remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the third time in the last 4 weeks, the College Station City Council held an extended debate about a $25,000 expenditure.
The council voted twice on the source of money to the Chamber of Commerce. First, there was a 3-all deadlock on using the general fund. Supporters included Carl Mooney.
The chamber does not primarily focus on activities that put heads in beds, which is the primary competitive method established by the CBB.
Then came a 4-2 vote to use the city's portion of the hotel occupancy tax that doesn't go to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Nichols, who voted no, also reacted to the time taken on a $25,000 appropriation out of a $255 million budget.
I have to say, this is ridiculous. Now we're arguing this long over $25,000. We just need to make a decision.
Absent from the meeting, Julie Schultz, a former chamber employee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The A&M Vet School will be involved in a new project funded by the state's Emerging Technology Fund. Governor Perry says $3 million is going into something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. The purpose of the center is to address diseases in animals and humans that lead to cell and organ failure. The center, a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston, has already started working out of existing labs at both locations. A Florida man is held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $124,000, accused of selling fake tickets to the A&M-Alabama football game. College Station police say they picked up pieces of 7 forged tickets that were torn up by the man after he saw an approaching patrol car. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami was caught by some temporary fencing in a tailgater's area. Police were tipped by another fan who reported falling victim to Williams, selling 4 fake tickets for $1,700. But the victim told police his friend had set up a sting to buy 2 more, which led to the planned rendezvous at George Bush and Coke and Williams' eventual arrest. The arrest report did not indicate how much money Williams had at the time that he was taken into custody. World War I wall posters surround items from British, German, and American soldiers, including Aggies, at a new exhibit opening Wednesday in Cushing Memorial Library. Library Director Larry Mitchell says you will see some of the ways soldiers found to express themselves creatively, even in the trenches.
Some of them by writing diaries or letters home was the most frequent. Some of them by drawing and creating what's called trench art. So they might take expended bullets and turn them into an ornament of some sort. They would take shells and carve onto it, and they even replicated their insignia.
Mitchell is especially pleased with the display that highlights Aggie soldiers and includes an image of the now fragile memorial flag allegedly sewn by students and
and Taylor's in the bottom of the academic building. A free conference will coincide on Wednesday and Thursday. RSVP details are on our website. Celebrity cook Paula Deen chose Houston for her first public appearance since it was disclosed she acknowledged using racial slurs in the past. A crowd estimated at 1,500 gave her a standing ovation when she appeared at a cooking show. Two airlines have made announcements regarding ticket policies. At Southwest, customers who buy non-refundable tickets must cancel at least 10 minutes before scheduled departure or forfeit the ticket's value. And if you were among the fortunate who caught a mistake by United Airlines last week, they will honor tickets purchased online for free or close to it. You'll be responsible for airport charges. A spokeswoman says the mistake was due to an error in filing the fares, not a problem with the website. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell a nickel last week, and energy analyst Tom Closa says demand is fading.
I don't think you want to organize a telethon for refineries, but this is the time of the year where they make money on diesel and jet fuel, and they struggle to break even for gasoline, and we are living up to that at the moment.
He expects prices to continue to fall and thinks we could broach that $3 a gallon mark sometime this winter. And the University of Texas raised a record-breaking $453 million last year, but UT President Bill Powers says it's not enough. In his annual State of the University address, Powers says their budgetary challenges will affect their ability to recruit and retain faculty and staff.
Strengthening our own ability to attract and retain faculty in a very competitive environment needs to be our highest long-term priority. Our future as a world-class university depends on that.
Power says they need to give raises, even if it means they have to stop doing other important things to get them. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
At RV Station in Bryan, you'll hear them say it all the time. The best prices in the country from the country's best brands. So how do they do it? Well, all of the dealerships are located outside major metropolitan areas. So that means lower overhead, and they're able to pass the savings on to you. With four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, they do business with the country's top manufacturers. So what does that mean to you? Well, obviously volume makes the difference. So check them out. Get a brand new Keystone Alpine. It's a loaded fifth wheel built to last for decades. It's just $54,995. Folks, that's $22,700 off MSRP. The number is 1574. And when you hear discount, they're really not playing around. Anybody can sell you a cheap RV for cheap, but massive discounts on the best brands in the country, well, that takes skill. So shop the inventory 24/7. At RVStationOnline.com. Come see RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun starts right here.
Sunshine for today. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today near 95 degrees. It'll become clear tonight. Lows near 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Moisture coming up out of Mexico could help produce an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny again near 95 Wednesday, and again, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our season isn't over. Anything can happen. This is college football. Some of the craziest things happen every week.
That's Johnny Football about the loss against Alabama. We'll get you caught up with that. High school football action from Friday. A new top 25 in the AP, plus football and a whole lot of other stuff all coming up.
So now, do you have Dr. Powers there from the University of Texas? Do you have that little audio soundbite of his?
I do. Which one do you
well,
prefer?
Well, that one about how they're going to have to not, you know, they're going to have to save money.
This one?
Yeah.
Strengthening our own ability to attract and retain faculty in a very competitive environment needs to be our highest long-term priority. Uh-huh. Our future as a world-class university depends on that.
Uh-huh. Was it that one?
No,
or the
it's
other
the one,
one
about saving money.
Okay, yeah, let me one. Open my other
okay,
news.
Okay, we'll find that because, after all, he's the president of the... Well, maybe it's right. what you said, no, but go ahead.
Here you go.
Here we go. Right.
Let me put it bluntly.
Okay.
We need raises.
Uh-huh.
Even if we have to stop doing some other important things.
So like what? Like paying head football coaches who can't... Oh, never mind.
Oh, Scott.
Delusion.
I walked right into that.
I mean, well, really, if you're not doing your job, could you turn your salary back? Because I'm betting that there are a whole bunch of folks that think Mac probably ought to go ahead and coach the rest of the season for nothing. But we'll see.
Yeah, they're more than a little upset.
Maybe you could get a job with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. Because, well, folding in the fourth quarter, it's outstanding.
Golly, guys.
Man, what? Hey, what do you want? I'm telling you. There's nothing wrong with...
You ain't got to bring up the Longhorns and my Cowboys in the same sentence.
Yes,
that's
I
just
am.
Wrong.
Yeah,
I'll go buy you some of those tissue boxes of Dallas Cowboys-shaped little... You know, it's got a star on the
you
side.
You don't need to help, McMullen.
Life's tough when you suck, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
What? What? They're going to be meaner and tougher this year, are they? Okay. Anyway.
I'll bake you something.
A student in Virginia claims that he caught a fish using his hair instead of a pole.
I saw it on YouTube. He didn't fake it.
Well, okay.
Fish bite all kinds of stuff, you know?
Jack Seelan is seen on video allowing his friends to attach a hook and to put the bait in his hair.
Yep.
Then he dips his face in the water. A few seconds later, there's a splash. Raising his head back up, there's a fish squirming on the line.
Yep.
So instead of noodling, is that called noggining?
Yeah, there you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
I like that. So some of the YouTube viewers obviously calling it a hoax. Comments like, looks fake to me. Could be that the fish was already on the hook and somebody splashed the water by throwing a rock or something like that. You say no, huh?
It looked like it could happen.
I haven't seen it. I can't say a statement either way.
I'm just thinking...
How long is his hair?
Not terribly.
I mean, I feel like I could probably, possibly catch a fish if it had been primed and you threw a bunch of, what's it called, chum down
chum,
there.
Chum, yes, hello.
It was just an overall bad weekend for Aggie football. The defense couldn't tackle anybody. Former players couldn't hit field goals. The only good thing was we had a former punter who buried three punts inside the 10-yard line.
Is that Leckler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Thanks. And he holds the ball. You know, that's the...
And it wasn't... at least it was an exciting game. You know, it wasn't like
that?
It was just boring the whole time.
Oh, A&M and Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, would he rather if it was just boring the whole time?
It's
one
like a
team
barbell game.
The
there was good stuff on either end. In the middle, it was kind of...
Yeah.
But, yeah, because we do.
And the weather was real nice. You know?
It was?
Yeah.
Wasn't a little warm out there?
I mean, it's always warm in Texas, but I mean, it got cloudy. There's a little bit of mist right around kickoff.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, in my humble opinion, perhaps it was not.
Did you stay for the game?
Not. Oh,
okay.
I left during the first quarter.
I understand. Okay, well, that's it. Anyhow. But I did. I saw Kat at the game. She was outside. Saw her outside.
I was in the tent.
Okay.
She was hobnobbing with the celebrities
there
that were
go.
At our tent.
That's it.
Yeah. Basically, I was pointing out you two to, you know, your adoring fans.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As soon as they realized, oh, you're Kat McMullen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you know what Kevin and Scott look like?
No, generally what happens is they go, where's Scott?
Yeah.
Like, you see that guy over there?
Yeah, okay. Microbiologists at Gojo Industries... And, of course, they would be the ones to do this, said that hand soap in 25% of the public's restrooms tested, and it was as infected as the bacteria in toilet water.
Oh.
Of course it was.
Or maybe even more, depending on the situation.
So what are they selling?
Well, Gojo sells hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Ah.
Gojo is like, you know, that stuff.
It's like goop.
Well, yeah,
couldn't we argue that if you use hand sanitizer, then it kills the good bacteria also,
well,
and then it can increase kind of like a... You know, when you kill all the lions and then the deer run rampant, it's kind of like that, except with bacteria. And so then all
so
the bad bacteria.
So you're doing natural selection on your hands?
It's just like an explosion of bad bacteria.
So somehow she's able to draw a correlation between bacteria and deer romping on your feet.
All I know is the
Hello?
People.
Hello? Hang on. Hello? Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, I just generally wonder where Tom and Chase went.
Oh, well.
Well, I love you, too.
Yeah. Anyway, Deer romping on your feet. I like that. But
I didn't say that.
I find it very interesting, though. We get that story on the day that we find out that the guy who invented soft soap back in 1980 has passed away. The name is Robert Taylor, not the actor. Before that, there were just bar soaps before 1980. The line was so successful, he was able to sell his company for $25 million. Then he used that cash to buy Calvin Klein Cosmetics, which he made more successful by rolling out the Obsession and Eternity fragrances.
Wow. Yeah, so he's done pretty well for himself.
Well, he's dead now, but up until yesterday, he was doing great.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger one-hour heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger one-hour heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
As a teenager, Frank Abagnale was asked, "Who are you?" His smug reply was, "Anyone I want to be." But behind that confident exterior was a young man struggling with many of the same insecurities your teen is facing. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. No one knew the real Frank Abagnale. That's because he spent most of his teen years pretending to be somebody else, literally. Before the age of 21, Frank had masqueraded as an attorney, a college professor, a doctor, and even an airline pilot. He even cashed over $2 million in bad checks. But his scam was anything but glamorous. He was miserable. Why? Because he said everyone you meet thinks you're somebody else. Strip away the elaborate nature of Frank's charade, and you have an identity crisis understood by teenagers everywhere. Virtually all teens struggle to figure out who they are. Many battle poor self-image and often pretend to be someone they're not just to fit in. Maybe they prefer to do art or music, but go out for sports. Or they dress in a certain way to be accepted by their friends. A parent's task is to support their teen through the confusion of adolescence, so they can discover their true identity. So if your teen asks to change their hair color or dress a certain way, don't panic. Understand that usually they're just trying to figure out who they are. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. Jumping straight into high school football and wrap things up from last Friday, Bryan High stomped the Tigers of Belton 44-35. Rudder thumped Magnolia 42-13. Navasota embarrassed Sterling. Everybody played in that game but me, 83-0. College Station edged Aldine Davis 30-25, and Consol tripped up against Westlake 38-32. And if you'd like to find your favorite team, go to BrazosFootball.com. Just shy of 90,000 showed up to see the rematch of number 6 and number 1, just like they played last November. Bama and every other media outlet in the world had come to town, but like last year, the Aggs were up early by 14, then trailed by as much as 21. And after a 95-yard touchdown pass from Johnny Football to Mike Evans, things got interesting. The Crimson Tide rolled up another touchdown, and then the Aggies scored with just 15 seconds left in the game to close it to within 7, but could not pick up the onside kick and truly just ran out of time and lost 49-42. Here's Coach Sumlin on the Aggies' first loss of the season.
Give Alabama a lot of credit. That's a really good football team with skilled players, some veterans in key positions, you know, a veteran quarterback, real speed on the perimeter, as I said, T.J. Yeldon, proven back, and guys in that defense that have been in big-time games. So some people may or may not have shut it down. We don't have to worry about that with this football team.
Johnny Football was also asked about the loss.
For us, this isn't the end of our season. This wasn't the Super Bowl. This wasn't the last game of the season. Alabama lost a game last year and still went on to win a national championship. They lost to LSU the year before and still went on to go to the national championship. Our season isn't over. Anything can happen. This is college football. Some of the craziest things happen every week. So you never know. All we can do is take care of ourselves, take care of what's in this locker room, continue to get better as a team.
Aggies are back in action Saturday against SMU at Kyle. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Alabama remains the number one team in the Associated Press college football poll. The Tide picked up 59 of 60 first-place votes, while number two Oregon received the other first-place vote after another lopsided victory. Clemson is third, followed by Ohio State, Stanford, LSU, Louisville, Florida State, and Georgia. The Aggies fell four spots to number 10. The number 20 Texas A&M soccer team exploded for 4 second-half goals to register a 4-0 win over Cal Poly at Ellis last night. A&M volleyball team captured their own tournament championship, winning the tiebreaker after the Aggies, number 7 Michigan, and number 16 Florida State finished atop the standings with identical 2-1 records. They won it on a paper playoff. The Kansas City Chiefs have matched their victory total over the last season, improving to 2-0 with a 17-6 victory over Dallas in Coach Andy Reid's first home game with the Chiefs. Here's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones after the loss.
I had to lay down here in the floor and kick and scream and what have you. I'm very disappointed. This is the start of our season, and we had hoped to come up here and get a win. We knew that they're a good team, but what we really know is how good Andy Reid is against the Cowboys.
The Houston Texans rallied for a 30-24 win over the Tennessee Titans. Now, they charged back from 8 points down in the fourth. Arian Foster's one-yard touchdown and two-point conversion tied it at 24-all with less than 2 minutes left. Here's Matt Schaub after the squeaker.
Goes to show you, you know, we're never going to quit. We're never going to quit battling. And, you know, despite the most dire circumstances, our team just found a way to keep working and keep making plays.
In Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Angels beat Houston 2-1 yesterday to send the Stros to their 98th loss of the season. Houston is on the verge of becoming the first Major League team to reach triple figures in losses in 3 consecutive seasons since Kansas City did it back in 2004 to 2006. All that and Astros skipper Bo Porter still pretty upbeat.
We've been playing well in the month of September. But again, you know, we still have a ways to go the rest of this month, and our goal is to finish strong, so we want to continue to play well.
The American League West leading Oakland Athletics completed a 3-game sweep of the slumping Rangers 5-1 yesterday. Rangers manager Ron Washington was asked if he is getting frustrated about the Texas skid.
I'm not frustrated with how we play it. I mean, the first night, you know, we had a couple bad innings on the mound in the beginning, and then we caught up and we had a chance to win it. You know, yesterday we had chances in a 1-0 ball game. We still had a chance to win. Today was the same.
Oakland took a commanding 6.5-game division lead with 2 weeks left. The A's have won 5 in a row and 13 of the last 16.
Matt Kenseth right down the middle of the racetrack looking for the checkers.
It's all over here at the Chicagoland Speedway as Matt Kenseth has won the Geico 400.
Kenseth passed teammate Kyle Busch with 27 laps remaining to win the Geico 400 at Chicagoland. The race was prolonged by a pair of rain delays for almost 6.5 hours. Kevin Harvick finished third, followed by Kurt Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and Jeff Gordon. And finally, the final round of the BMW Championship was suspended because of steady rain, again, in the Chicago area. The final round will resume today as Jim Furyk tries to pick up PGA Tour win number one in the last 3 years. Furyk never got on the course, keeping him one shot ahead of Steve Stricker. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art giclée prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Good morning, Madam Minute Hill. News Talk 1620 WTAW. You heard on the news Paula came back. She was in Houston.
Miss Dane.
Dropping into a Kleenex before an enthusiastic crowd at the Metropolitan Cooking and Entertaining Show, Dean admitted she'd learned a lot about herself since the scandal broke.
This is my first time out in 3 months. I've said all along that the one place that I would want to make my first step back out was Texas.
Of course.
You know, I had a friend offer me 2 tickets to that, but I turned it down so I could go to the tent